everyone, you're all very welcome along to another episode of the Gaelic Statsman podcast. You notice I am alone, but it is time for the Allianz Football League predictions for 2024. I did this on my TikTok last year, got a bit of goodwill, backlash, whatever you may call it, but this year it is on YouTube, and I will assure you, lads, I have thought this through, and this is my predictions for the Allianz Football League, and I've given myself plenty of time. Knowing that the news of retirements and stuff like that, i.e., you know, what happened with Clare, with the 11 players retiring there. But this is a predictions video, and there's bound to be a few stinkers towards the end of the Allianz League campaign, but we'll give it a go anyway, and we'll see how we get on. Before I get into the predictions, give the video a like, subscribe, all that good stuff on the Gaelic Statsman page. Give my Instagram page a follow as well. It's near 10,000 followers once again, so thank you all for all the support there, and Twitter and TikTok as well. So without further ado, I think we'll get on into the video here. It is worth noting that this video is only Division 3 and Division 4 predictions. The Division 1 and Division 2 predictions should be out tomorrow as well. And worth noting as well, this is pre-recorded, so it won't be live. So any disagreements with my predictions in general, leave them down in the comments below. And let's get into it. So we're starting off really with Division 4. And there's a few, you know, tough predictions in this, because there's a few teams that you think could go on a run in Division 4 and then go up. Like Wicklow last year, no one really expected them to go on such a run. Well, to be honest, I did expect them to finish in the top four. Got a lot of flack for that. They ended up getting promoted. I didn't predict they'd get promoted, no, but I did predict they'd finish third or something like that. We'll have to see on my predictions here how well I'll do this time out. And I think I predicted Sligo to finish in the top two last year. So, but I think the biggest L of my predictions last year on TikTok was having Carlo at seventh. And they finished mid-table. So hopefully I get some predictions right here. Ideally, we'll be 8 out of 8 in predictions here, but we'll have to see how it gets on. Cut to the chase now, and in 8 and 7 is pretty simple. See on the screen there, I have Waterford. And yeah, that's a pretty obvious prediction. I'll go on to the 7th prediction as well, because it's pretty obvious as well. And that is London. And I'll just explain those criteria now. Obviously, Waterford, I hate to see this, but Waterford have struggled to win games over the last few years. They are under new management this year. Paul Shankey has come in as their new manager, replacing Aoife Fitzgerald. They've lost a lot of good players, though, and ideally as well, even look at their team over the last few weeks at the McGrath Cup. I know the McGrath Cup pre-season. I'm not, and just a disclaimer, I'm not taking pre-season competitions into these predictions whatsoever. But having looked at the team for Waterford over the last few weeks, Brian Luby was a notable absentee for the full back line. And it actually turns out he's going to play with the Hurlers this year. He's going to be in and around the squad there. So that's a huge loss to Waterford football. They have lost a lot of good footballers to hurling. Jamie Barron is the obvious one. He's done well for Denier, I'm aware, over the last few years. And he's done well, unfortunately, for the Waterford footballers, for the Waterford Hurlers. And Waterford, even if Aoife Fitzgerald said after leaving his post last season that Waterford will struggle to win games. He even struggled to think how Waterford will compete. And to be fair, you can agree with what Aoife Fitzgerald is saying. Like, it's not looking good from a Waterford football point of view. Like, in the last game in the McGrath Cup, I think in near the semi-final stage, they lost to Cork 120 to 6 points. And I think they're going to be on the end of a fair few hammerings this year. And obviously, I'd love Waterford to do well. I actually have distant relations from Waterford. I hope they do well in the Munster Championship and in this league campaign. They did get promoted for Division 4. I think it was around 2011, 2012, around that time. Maybe they could relive those days. But for right now, I don't think they're anywhere near that, unfortunately. So Waterford, London, look, I think they're an unknown commodity in many ways. They did well the first year after COVID, I think in 2022 under Michael Maher. They got some big wins. Obviously, they won their first Division 4 game of the campaign that season against Carlo. I think they beat Tipperary that year. They definitely put it up to Cavan, the Ulster champions from 2020 that season as well. I think they did excellent. Really, Liam Gavigan was absolutely in outstanding form in that season in 2022. But having said that, in 2023, it was a massive drop-off for London. They finished, I think, 8th in Division 4 last season. They were inconsistent in many ways. They did well in the Tartan Cup in some instances. Against Offaly, for example, they were very, very poor. But then against Laois, they drew. So, like, it was good and bad for London last year. It'd be interesting to see how they get on this year. I'm hearing from Patrick Sharkey from the GAA Zone podcast, actually, that London, about over 50% of their team has changed. So we'll have to see. It is, as I mentioned before, it is an unknown commodity with London. But for right now, I have them in sixth. Might surprise a few, I've gone for Tipperary. Now, look, it's no secret that Tipperary have lost a lot of players over the last few years. Michael Quinlivan, as I mentioned there, probably one of the best footballers I've ever watched. He's gone over the last few seasons. Yeah, Robbie Kiley retiring. Evan Comerford is still about. I've seen him in the McGrath Cup team, apparently. Conor Sweeney, I'm not sure, is he going to recover fully from that injury he sustained last season. Yes, Paddy Creedon from Turles Sarsfields, who is a very good hurler. And surprised, actually, that he took up football. But yeah, he's a good player. And Sean O'Connor in the forward line. But I looked at Tipperary last year against Waterford. I was at that game in the Talton Cup. It was the game before the Cork and Kerry game, you know, where the Paul Ganey and Sean Powell incident occurred. The game before that, the court raiser that day was Tipperary of Waterford. And I looked at Tipperary that day and I was like, no, this team is just not recovering the way that many people have hoped. David Power has now left his job. I think it's Paul Kelly is the guy who's come in. He's managed some teams in Dublin. I think Thomas Davis is one of them. But is he really going to turn around Tipperary's prospects in Division 4? I don't think so. I really don't. Like, even in Munster last year, they were bang average. Tipperary, fifth place might surprise a few. And I did have this team very, very high in Division 4 predictions last season. But I kind of came to the realisation last season that this team is just not going places the way that many people have hoped. And that team is Leitrim. Look, Andy Ward, I loved him as a footballer. I think he was one of the best footballers. They were great the game as far as I've watched GA. And other than car players, I think Andy Moore was one of my favourites ever Gaelic footballers. But he's just not a really good intercounty manager, is he? I just don't think he's got enough out of these Leitrim players as many have hoped. Obviously, the Leitrim players got a fair bit of flack last year for losing to New York. And I think that was completely unqualified. I thought that was poor for the Leitrim fan base. Look, New York, they deserved their win that day. But just the overall season for Leitrim was poor enough, wasn't it? When you think back to Division 4 last season, they lost a few tight games. They probably should have won on many other days. I think Wexford was one of them. Sligo, I think they lost in the last day. Maybe a few refereeing decisions went the wrong way in that particular game. But they still lost the game. And I think they finished fifth in Division 4 overall. Then they lose to New York in the Connacht Championship. And then in the Talton Cup, they didn't win a game. They lost to Fermanagh, I think they lost to Antrim, and they lost to Wexford as well. And that doesn't bode well for the season ahead, unfortunately, for Andy Moore. Obviously, Mickey Graham has come in. The former Cavan manager who won the Ulster title back in 2020, he's coming to the management team at Leitrim. But I don't think he's really going to change much. I think Leitrim, compared to the other teams I have further in the Division 4 list, more to come on that later, I just feel they're better equipped than Leitrim are right now. In fourth, I have Carlow. Now, I did predict Carlow to finish low last season, and I probably regret that prediction greatly. But I've seen something in Carlow, in the club scene, in Division 4, the Talton Cup, especially last season, that Carlow football is coming on the rising. They may be a small county, Carlow, but they do have some very good players. Jordan Morrissey in midfield is a very good technical player. I know Paul Broderick has retired over the last few seasons, but they do have players like Cullum Hulton coming through the ranks. Obviously, Josh Egan, I don't know, is he going to be eligible to play senior this year? Ross Dunphy's another good player for Carlow. I seen him at the Talton Cup last year, and he was very, very impressive. I think he made the Talton Cup team of the year last season, which is a credit to him, and it just shows that he's getting recognised. Murtagh Ware, if he gets into the team, like I seen Aero from Carlow in the club championship against Kilmacud, and they do have some very tidy players. I would say that about Carlow in general. Like Adam McCarron, will he get into the Carlow team? Cullum Hulton, as I mentioned already, Jordan Morrissey, the absolute excellent player. I think he played for DCU over the last few seasons, the Sigurdsson Cup. Dermot Root, another good player, and it'd be interesting to see if Niall Crew gets him on the team. So there's a lot of positivity in Carlow. There's a lot of good young players coming through. There's a lot of impressive players there that I named off. And yeah, I think they'll have a decent enough season. In third place, it is Wexford. I'm going to go for Wexford. Look, Wexford are that kind of a team that you'd want to do well over the last few seasons. They had some brilliant players. I remember when they reached the All-Ireland semi-final in 08 with the likes of PJ Banville, Matty Ford, Kieran Ling, Doughty Water. Like these were brilliant players for Wexford, and they need to relieve that form. Obviously, I am repping the Wexford jersey, so I may as well represent them somehow. But yeah, I think they'll have a good season. Like, they did very well against Offaly in the Tarleton Cup last season. Okay, the season ended in a disappointing result against Meath in the quarterfinal. But I do think that game against Offaly, I think they scored something like over 20 points from play, which was absolutely ridiculous that time. I couldn't believe my eyes when that report came in. But they do have some very good players. Ben Brosnan, as far as I'm hearing, he's sticking around. It'd be interesting with Alan Mahoney. Now, he was obviously part of the Ireland Fitness Family winning team, the Mahoney family managed by David Fitzgerald. And he was a good Wexford underage footballer. It'd be interesting to see if he is integrated into the Wexford team. They do have good players as well. And John Hagerty is a decent coach. I probably underestimated him a bit too much last season. But I think Wexford are going along very, very nicely. I don't think they'll do well in Leinster now, per se. But I do think they'll have a very good league campaign and would be very, very close to promotion. But speaking of promotion, I think you realise now, if you're doing a process of elimination now, you realise my top two. And here are my top two without further ado. So in second place, I'm going to go Paddy Christie's team in Longford. Okay, they're in the O'Byrne Cup final right now. Well, I'm not taking pre-season into this. It's the fact they have very good young players. I may as well reveal my first place as well. And that is Laois. Now, the reason I've gone for these two in particular, starting off with Longford, I do think they have very good young players. Okay, Jack Duggan has left over the last few months. He's gone to Roscommon, apparently. So that's a huge loss for Longford. But Joseph Hagan's a good player in corner forward. Oren Kenny, who I had my podcast previously, is a good corner forward there as well. Mickey Quinn, apparently still staying in and around the panel. Darren Gallagher as well. Like, it'd be interesting to see if they have Rian Brady in this season as well. Paddy Christie is a good manager. It's a deja vu with Longford. They did well in the O'Byrne Cup last season, but then they flattered to deceive in the league. They got relegated from Division 3. But maybe you have to take into account that Division 3 teams probably were at a higher standard than Longford were last season. And I just think Longford are at a higher standard than their Division 4 counterparts this season. And that's why I have them in second place. Worth noting too, with the Tarleton Cup, people may seem to forget this, but Longford really challenged down in that preliminary quarterfinal last season. So Longford are capable of very, very good performances. And I do think that's another reason why I have them in second place. And top, obviously, Laois. Look, I just think Laois are way too good for this division. I looked at them last year. I actually did some stats on one of their games against Cavill in the Tarleton Cup. And I was looking at the performance from Laois that day and thinking, how are they as low as they are? Like, they are very good footballers. Evan O'Carroll is a brilliant, brilliant player. Mark Barry is a good player coming through the ranks there too. And they reached the Tarleton Cup semi-final for a reason. Okay, they got hammered by Down in the semi-final, but Down could do that to any team, as I'll mention in my Division 3 predictions later on. But Laois, they're a good, tight-knit group, and I think they have an improvement on their manager now, Justin McNulty. Reached an All-Ireland quarterfinal with Laois in 2012. They came close enough to Dublin. Yes, Laois had better players than they have now. Ross Munley, for example, Paul Kingston, Donny Kingston, all of them great Laois players. But there's still some players that are kind of the older age bracket that are sticking around the Laois panel. Mark Timmins, for example, he's 38 this year and he's still sticking around at Laois. And he probably recognises that Justin McNulty is a good manager. He wants to stay on and help him along with this project. Few other experienced players as well. There are Trevor Collins, who's experienced enough. Paul Kingston, who actually did play in the Tarleton Cup last season, but hasn't announced his retirement officially. I wonder, is he going to stick around at the Laois panel next season? Like, there is some good players there, like Killian Roach in goal. I think he was a former Clare goalkeeper back in the day. Robbie Pickett is a good player as well. Kieran Lillis, is a very, very good midfielder. Probably one of the best in Leinster, if you disregard Dublin, because Dublin are just absolutely incredible. But I will have Laois as top in division. And as for the showpiece, the final of Division 4 at Croke Park, I'm going to go for a Laois win. I think Laois will do enough to win the Division 4 title. And obviously, we love these counties, the sorts of the Laois, the Wexfords, the Sligos, all them to rise up further on in the championship, like they did back in the early 2010s. Like Laois reaching an All-Ireland quarterfinal, Wexford reaching an All-Ireland semi-final, Limerick reaching an All-Ireland quarterfinal. We want these counties to rise up again. And this could be the platform for Leash to do that in the next few years. And just McNulty is a very good appointment for them, and I think they will have enough to beat Longford. And down the ranking now, and we're on to Division 3, the Division 3 predictions for the Allianz Football League. And this was probably one of the toughest to predict, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of good teams in this. There's a lot of teams that could say that they're on the framework of being promoted. And like, it's hard for me to say who will go down in this division, because like, even you looked at Division 3 last season, for example, probably the clear worst team in it were Antrim. And they managed to stay up against really all the odds. So like, I think that Division 3 could be very, very competitive this season. And worth noting too, I did some calculations on who will get into the St Maguire Tackling Cup this year. And because of the way of the draws in the provincial championships and the fact that Meath are in Division 2 having won the Tackling Cup, according to my calculations, the winners of Division 3, the winners of that showpiece final in Croke Park, will be in the St Maguire Cup. All going well, of course. So this is going to be a very, very interesting prediction to make. Starting off in 8th place, and I hate to say this because I actually have a jersey for this particular county. It's Wicklow, and I've been to their stadium as well. The people, the players are absolutely brilliant people, and I wish Wicklow all the best. But I just think Division 3 will be a step too far. The DA, Socia McConville, is doing an absolutely brilliant job at Wicklow to get them in Division 3 in the first place. But I just feel the teams of Division 3 are just at a higher standard than that of Wicklow at the moment. And yes, they have good players like Kevin Quinn, Owen Darcy, Patrick O'Toole in midfield. They do have excellent players. Mark Jackson's obviously going to be a loss. It appears that he's going to be missing for the Allianz League because he's actually going to play American football and do trials over in the United States. So best of luck to Mark Jackson. Best of luck to Rory Began while I'm on it too. But having said all that, they do have some good players. They have a good teammate. They have a good coach in Oshie McConville. But I just feel Division 3, even naming off the names coming up, I just feel they're at a higher standard than Wicklow are right now. In 7th, it might surprise a few, I'm going Limerick. And I don't like saying this. Obviously, I go to college in Limerick. I'm currently with the Limerick Voice for UL Journalism. Check that out if you haven't already. Granted, yes, Jimmy Lee is a very, very good manager and managed Newcastle West to 3 Limerick titles in a row. And he did absolutely brilliant at his own club. And I'm sure he'd bring along the likes of Owen Hurley to, you know, rise up the profile of Limerick football. But I just feel, even looking at them in Division 2 last year, they were way off the pace. And even in the Tailteann Cup, there was an opportunity there for them to go on and win the competition. And did they lose to Leash in the quarterfinals, despite making some very good progress in the group? Killian Fahey, you still have Ian Corbett there, some very good experienced talent there in that Limerick team. But Cian Sheehan, will he be missing? Obviously, he was missing for the club championship because he was travelling down to Australia. Will he be back for the Allianz League? Remains to be seen. But I just feel Limerick, compared to the other teams in this division, I just feel they won't have enough to stay up. And a lot of people would actually predict Limerick to be at the higher end of Division 3. So this might be a bit of a shock prediction. But I just feel that Limerick, look at the performances last season and the way things are going at the moment. I just feel that Limerick could be on a downward spiral now, unfortunately. I'd love to see Limerick do well, obviously. But I just feel that this season could be a bit of a push for them. In 6th place, I'm going to go Antrim. Look, I do think Wicklow and Limerick have better players than Antrim. I'm not going to ghost that in many ways. But what Antrim do have is a winning to win. Dominic McInhill is a good player there to have in the Antrim team. Oran Eastwood is a pocket rocket in the corner forward. He's a brilliant, brilliant footballer. Conal Bowe, it'll be interesting to see if he gets minutes. I've seen him, I think, for Queens in the Sigurdsson Cup. Will he get minutes into him for Antrim? But I feel Andy McAtee is having a very good time as Antrim manager at the moment. He's made them more threatening on the counter-attack. I will worry about Antrim defensively. They had one of the worst defensive records in the whole Allianz League last season. But I just feel they will have enough to stay up, like they did last season. It's almost like a situation with Monaghan, isn't it, in Division 1? They always do enough to stay up. And I just feel Antrim will have enough to stay up in this particular league campaign. So I'm going to go for Antrim to finish in 6th and just outside the relegation places. In 4th, I'm going to go last season's Division 4 champions in Sligo. And I think Sligo football is on an up right now, but I just feel to stabilise themselves in Division 3 will be the aim for Tony McAtee's side. Obviously, some excellent young players in that Sligo team. You think of Canis Mulligan, Luke Marin, some very good players on the under 20 team in particular. Josh Flynn's another good player coming through the ranks, and Brian Dighton is as well. Or Deignan, I think that's how he pronounced his name. And they do have good experienced players too. Pat Spillane Jr., obviously Pat Spillane's son, he comes from Kerry, he plays in Dublin, but he's playing for the Sligo Footballers and had a very good season last season. Did very well, especially in the Connacht Championship, which they've reached the final of, amazingly enough. They played Galway in the final last season. Well, not really amazingly enough, because when you look at the side of the draw, they had to play London and New York, and it was a pretty easy run to the final. But the fact they got to the Connacht final, I think, shows a progress in that Sligo team. Niall Murphy's another good player. Like, they do have good players, Sligo. Like, obviously, Darragh Cummins played in Dublin this year. The question is, though, are they up to the level of the teams I haven't mentioned yet? The likes of the Downs, the Westmeads, the Clares, the Offaly's, even Clare losing the 11 players, which I'll get on to in just a sec. But I just feel that Sligo, they need to stabilise themselves in Division 3. And I think, honestly, if they're in the Tartan Cup, which I think they will be at the end, because the Connacht Championship draw isn't lopsided as it was last season, I do think that Sligo could go on and win that competition. I think it will do wonders for Sligo football. They reached the semi-finals the 1 year they were in it, obviously. They drew the Kildare in the All-Ireland Championship. So I do think Sligo football is on the up. I do think they'd stabilise themselves and stay up in Division 3 and maybe make a push at going up to Division 2 next season. In fourth, I'm going to go Clare. And a lot of people wanted me to make these predictions during Christmas time and New Year's and New Year celebrations and all that. But this is the reason why I have these predictions as late as possible. Over the last few weeks, there's been 11 players that left the Clare panel for various reasons or retirement. If you haven't checked it out already, it is on my Instagram page. Check that out if you haven't already. But among those players were the likes of Darren O'Neill, Carl O'Connor, Keelan Sexton, Owen Cleary, Podge Collins, Owen Collins. Like, these aren't just big part players in the Clare panel. These are starters and probably one of Clare's star players. And to lose Colin Collins, their manager as well, that is a huge loss to Clare football. I've seen recently Patrick Sharkey from the GAA Zone podcast, actually on Games Fan TV. Check that chat if you haven't already. He said that Clare will actually go down to Division 4. I won't go that far. I really wouldn't. I do think there's still a lot of urgency to get better in Clare football, but I just think the loss of those players is so massive. And Mark Fitzgerald, your heart goes out to him. Like, going into that job, losing that amount of talent in the team, that's going to hurt. It really is. Gavin Cooney's another player that I forgot to mention that is out of the Clare panel. From their fan point of view, I think you'd be hoping that Mark McInerney makes his step up. Brian McNamara, who's been very good in underage over the last few seasons. Hopefully, from a Clare point of view anyway, that they step up in the next few seasons and achieve their goals. But I just think for this season, it's all about just staying up at Division 3. And I think you'll get into the All-Ireland Series. Look, it's an easy side of the Munster draw. You have to play Tipperary or Waterford to get to a Munster final, which I think Clare should do pretty handily. But like, it'd be interesting to see how they get on the All-Ireland Championship without those missing players I mentioned. And it's going to be a hard one for Clare this season, unfortunately. And obviously, love Clare to come back into it in the next few seasons. But I just think it's a sad thing, but it's just kind of coming to an end for Clare football at the moment. In third, I'm going to go to Faithful County in Offaly. Now, I mentioned Sligo consolidating themselves in Division 3 in the next few seasons, and that should be the aim for them. We may not remember this, but Offaly won an under 20 All-Ireland a few seasons back, and I think they'll be desperate to get on the road to maybe challenging for promotion from Division 3 to 2. Now, obviously, Offaly have some unquestionable talents. Jack Bryan is in the forward line. Cormac Egan, who's in his first year in senior, as I've seen from the O'Borough Cup over the last few weeks. Lee Pearson, I think, is their new captain. And he's a very, very good young player. And obviously, their under-20 manager from a few seasons ago, Declan Kelly, he's coming in to manage the team. And I think that's a brilliant move for Offaly GAA. And I think it's a progressive move. I think it'll get them in the right direction. I think they'll come close to getting promoted. I just think the two teams I haven't mentioned, which I'll mention later on, I just feel they're further along in development than the Faithful County are. And I just feel awfully, if they challenge for promotion, Again, like Sligo, I say could win the Tailteann Cup, but I think Offaly have a very good chance of doing so as well with the players that they have at their disposal. It'd be interesting to see if Aaron Killigan obviously gets a call up as well. He was probably one of the underrated stars in that Offaly under 21 side and under 20, excuse me. But I just feel they're a bit off it yet to go up for promotion to Division 2. They acquitted themselves well in Division 2 over the last few seasons. Yes, I think in 2022, they were very, very close to staying up, but for Keane Coyley scoring that point for Cork, and look at where Cork have gone since then. But awfully, I think football is going in the right direction there, and I think he will get promoted in the next few seasons. Will it be this season? My prediction, according to that, I don't think so quite yet. And now on to my top two. No, I think you've predicted this already, that my top two is going to be. And here they are. So I may as well show it all in one. Second place I have Down, and first place I have Westmeath. Starting off with Down, it's no secret that Down have very, very good talent. And they have a very good manager, Conor Laverty, there as well. If Owen Morlock sticks around, I was hearing rumours that he'd go down to AFL. If he sticks around, that's a colossal player in your midfield. Pat Haver did very well in the forwards last season. Obviously, Danny McGill at centre-back, or he can play wing-back as well, is a very good player. Liam Kerr at wing-forward is a very good goal-getter in the Down team as well. I do think Down have very good players coming through. Like, obviously, this season, they awfully won their under-20 championship. Down reached the All-Ireland semi-finals. They only lost to Roscommon in the All-Ireland semi that year. So I do think Down football is on the right road to recovery. Obviously, you'd love to see Down as another team. Like Laois, you'd love to see Down right back at the top table again. I know Cork won against them in 2010, but that Down team could contain the likes of Benny Coulter, Marty Clark, Kevin McCurran. And that was some team, really some team. And I think Conor Laverty, he's the right man for the job. He's sticking with this Down team, and I think they're going places. Westmeath, look, I think they're too good for Division 3, and I've said this for years. I don't know how they didn't get promoted last season. I'm going to say this now. Look, they won the Tailteann Cup, and I think deservedly so. Look at the players that they have. James Dolan, who was on my podcast previously. Check that chat if you haven't already. Ronan O'Toole is probably one of the best footballers I've seen in Leinster outside of Dublin. He's just a technically unreal footballer. John Haslin, brilliant forward. Sam McCartan, Ray Kinnellan. The names on the sheet for Westmeath, they have some very good players, and I do think they'll get promoted. And as well as that, in the Sam Maguire Cup last season, they acquitted themselves really, really well. Against Armagh, they should have won that game, but for Conor Turbitt, late goal. Against Tyrone, if John Haslin, and it's all about Dave Spussin, maybe, isn't it? But if John Haslin kicked that point over the bar, we could have been talking about Westmeath in the preliminary quarterfinal, Tyrone out of the championship. So it's amazing how these things transpire. But Westmeath, I think they're on the right road to recovery. I think they're doing well in Division 3. And even the season they went down to Division 3 from Division 2, they got relegated because of a relegation playoff against my own County Cork. And I said that Westmeath, they scored 25 points in Parky Keefe. I don't know how they went down. I really don't. And I do think they're on the right road to recovery. I think they have a good manager there, Desi Dolan. Yes, he may not be the most experienced and technically, further along in his development quite yet, but he knows a thing or two about Westmeath football. He knows how to win. And I just feel that would be enough to get them over the line and get them promoted to Division. Westmeath to finish first and Down to finish second. But plot twist, I'm going to go Down to win the Division 3 title. And the reason for that is, I think once it gets to Croke Park, I think Down against a team that are not really at the level of an All-Ireland team, if you know what I mean. Meath are a very, very good side. And you could make an argument that Down just were inferior to Meath that day. But look at what they did to Laois in Croke Park. That was just an incredible performance in the Tailteann Cup semi-final where Liam Kerr absolutely broke loose on the Laois defence. And it won't be as bad to Westmeath. I don't think Westmeath are on the Laois's level, but I do think Down are a very, very good team once it gets to Croke Park. And I think that'll be enough to win the Division 3 title. And that is crucial. You might think that's not crucial at this stage of the season, but mark my words, towards the end of the championship, you realise first place or the winners of Division 3 will get themselves in the Sam Maguire Cup. And this game, this final, if it transpires to be that final, of course, hopefully my prediction is correct, touch wood. But If Down do win the Division 3 title, that'll save themselves of going to the Talton Cup for another season. That would put themselves into the Sam Maguire Cup, where Down should be, let's be honest. Down should be a Sam Maguire team. And I'm going to predict Down to win the Division 3. So there you have it, folks. That is the Division 3 and Division 4 predictions in the Allianz Football League wrapped up. Obviously, tomorrow there will be a video on Division 2 and Division 1. Give this video a thumbs up, a like, subscribe if you haven't already. Follow the Gaelic Statsman on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, or X as it's now called. Keep calling it Twitter. Damn you, Elon. And until that video on the Division 2 and Division 1 predictions, I'll see you all then and take care.